living from a benediction. Today is Trinity Sunday. It is one of those few Sundays of the year that is named after a doctrine of the church rather than recognizing one of the greatest or those great redeeming events of the Christian story that we have. You know, like Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost, those are things of Scripture. But the Trinity is a doctrine of the church. You see, the doctrine of the Trinity is one of the most controversial as well as one of the most undefinable Christian doctrines that we have. It tries to describe the fullness of being of God, the fullness of the being of who God is. It makes an attempt through language to point to the depth and breadth and height of the God whom Christians worship. You see, the Trinity begins not as a doctrine, but as an experience. When the Apostle Paul closes his letter to that argumentative, clashing, ever-dividing church at Corinth, Corinth had some issues. He had written to them many times in two of the letters we have, but he wrote to them on several occasions, and he went to visit them too, and he urges them to join in a common purpose. He begs them to restore a sense of unity. And he closes his letter not with some kind of dogma, but with a blessing, a benediction. He says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." You see, Paul offers them a prayer that grace will transform him, himself, from an antagonist that he was, hostile and resistant to Christ, to one who is devoted to service of the Lord. He hopes the same Spirit would be uniting him with men and women in churches across the ancient world, and it might bind, it might restore them, it might reconcile, it might forge unity among that cantankerous bunch of people that were divided there at Corinth. Their fellowship had been strained for some time, so Paul was praying. That was his benediction. Secondly, the question facing us on this very Trinity Sunday and every Trinity Sunday that there is not so much whether we can make sense of the doctrine of the Trinity, but whether Paul's experience can be ours. Can Paul's experience be our experience? Can this benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, be the source of our life as well? Can it? Look at it this way. Some of us here know what it is like to be imprisoned by demons from our past. Others of us have been haunted by memories paralyzing us and keeping us from tackling even the simplest matters of our life. I listen to people all the time who struggle with demons in their lives, things that they can't let go of, things that they can't put aside. But as we wrestle with those demons, perhaps through prayer or alongside others, if we come alongside somebody and lift them up, or through an encounter with Christ, light has broken through, dawn has come, and the demons have subsided a little bit. You see, something or someone beyond ourselves, beyond you and me, has granted us peace. And we were changed, we were released, we were freed, we were transformed, we were brought new. And we can thank the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for that. The third thing today is any number of us here today can stand with others who, through the ages, have faced and continue to face the ridiculous and malicious things that life throw at us. You know, life is not always easy. It can be a very hard thing. It can be a tough thing for some, and for some it's just horrible. They can't seem to find the joy. But you and I, as their brothers and sisters in Christ, can walk beside them. We can come alongside them. We can lift them up. We pray for them. We listen. We listen to their stories and we pray for them. That is what God asks us to do. And sometimes in this world, we question that love was at the heart of creation. I hear people all the time, how can a God that loves us do some of the things that He does? And so many times people blame God and everybody around them for things that we have no answers for, and sometimes for things that they helped in making. I've heard people tell me, "Don't tell me God's love is in control. Everywhere I look, I see only chaos, chance, a dog-eat-dog world. Life is a lottery. A world where might we make mistakes. Where in that world do you see anything that is right? Where in that world is there anything that is good? You see, where do you and I today begin to resolve this terrible question of the love of God? Well, we look where Paul looks. Every Sunday we face a cross. We come into this place and we can see that cross. We face it. It's the heart of our sanctuary, where love encounters the worst that life can do to it. That's where love gave the greatest sacrifice, and that's where love died for you and me, but yet love lived for you and me. And that is what our faith says. There is where love wins. There, death and life engage, and life wins. The fourth thing today is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. You think about that. You think about this communion table that sits here this morning with the candles and the cross and the offering upon it. It becomes a communion table whenever on the first Sunday of every month we join and we come to the Lord's table, each and every one of us, whoever you are, no matter who you are. You don't have to belong here. You don't have to be official, as they say. You're just a child of God. You come to this place. That table illustrates for all of us our oneness in the Spirit. It is how we become one in Christ Jesus. For here at that table that we gather, you and I with one another, you and I with Christians around the world, you and I with the saints of all the ages, we gather here in what Paul names and what for him proclaims the communion of the Holy Spirit. We come to this place to commune with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to this place to commune with the Holy Spirit. We come to this place together each week to renew ourselves, to renew our strength, to allow ourselves to be filled so that we can go from this place to tell others. We come to this place to be with people sometimes who believe in some of the same things we do. People who come from various places, who come wanting to know. People who come asking. People who come seeking. People who sometimes just fall in here by chance. Some who make their way. You see, this is the communion of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's Trinity Sunday, folks. Today we receive a benediction. I hope that we can living from that benediction. Because it was given out not only to that church at Corinth, but to us, the church of today. Because any church in the world can be the church at Corinth at any time of any given year, any given Sunday. You see, today let us receive a benediction that we can live from. And this morning I pray the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with not only you and me, but all of us throughout the world. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much this day for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness of you. We thank you, Lord, that on this Trinity Sunday, as we come together to think of the Father, Son, and the Spirit, that we come together thinking, Lord, of this great communion of the Holy Spirit, this great benediction of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. That's just amazing. It's so wonderful. Paul ends his letters, many of them, like that. He tells the churches that he's working with and working for in God's name, this is what we want you to do. This is how we live as brothers and sisters in Christ. None of us are perfect, Paul was telling them, because Paul himself was a persecutor of Christians for many, many years before his life was changed, before his life was renewed, before his life was made whole. And in doing so, he has been working hard at trying to fulfill that, not only in his lifetime, but in the lifetime of the Scriptures that will be here for eternity for us. As we read, they become new to us each and every day. So, Lord, this day, remind us of that communion of the Holy Spirit that dwells in this place and in our hearts and in our souls. Be with us now.